Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
According to the scripture,
now we'll see.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. So the Bible tells us that the royal law of God's kingdom is for us to unconditionally love yourself and unconditionally love other people.
And it is a emra
many times people know that they should love other people but not themselves. But not loving yourself is as being disobedient as not loving other people. So tell the person sitting by you, love yourself.
It's
the royal law of God's kingdom. You know, some people love themselves by eating.
They
say, today I want my soul to be happy. So they go and take some food with a lot of oil.
You
finish and drink all the soup and say, ah! Some people also love themselves by wearing nice clothes. Drinking some nice drinks. Some people also get themselves a nice car, a nice house, and say that, me too, I should enjoy myself. But many times, people do these things to cover a deep-seated hatred and insecurity that they have.
Because
they don't love themselves inside, they feel like, let me wear nice clothes, you know. But it's because of insecurity many times that people dress and overdress, and people buy cars which they cannot afford. It's because of insecurity. It's hatred.
Na ebi no ha omo ni omo hu ni. Na esa so mpese nipa hu mso omo so abanti. Obe sha tare a ebia ne bobia ne se de tie no bia triangle. Nso no akoshe skin tight. Tu se hunam nyina na yi vin se. Obi de no sene se obe toka ebia onye skapo di beto petrol. Na mo esa so bia be ka se eh wusu wo kaka we binti. No akoje sa ka ni bi. Na su
when we speak of loving yourself, you should understand that your real self is a spirit. And the spirit does not need clothes, it does not need food, the spirit does not need a car, it does not even need a house. You have to love your spirit because the Bible says that a man's spirit will sustain his infirmities outside him. What matters first of all is not the clothes or the cars or the food, but a strongly loved human spirit that can sustain whatever infirmities is outside you. Believe me, if you look into your life, there will be a lot of infirmities. There will be a lot of mistakes.
There
will be a lot of negatives in your life.
There
will be shortcomings that you will have.
But a
strongly loved spirit is really going to uphold every one of these faults that are in your life, every one of the what you don't have. A strongly loved spirit is going to sustain all your weaknesses, and the weakness will not even look like a weakness.
Hallelujah. Na se wo wo eni pesu e wo mu e Yesu suma ne ho odin a enio ma ye bobo akwan a ye si akwan enio ma nko ye wa dwunu mu nio ma ententen na se wo ye uni pesu ne ye ne a e ho odin a ne a ye si abotunu pu be hu ne se e ye ade a e ho odin.
So you have to learn to love yourself unconditionally in spite of your negatives and your shortcomings and your lot in life.
Na enu tie wo se wo su se wo be don ho empo wo ne a wo fa mu a enye ade a wo se wo fa mu ho.
Loving ourselves unconditionally is the way of the kingdom. That is how we should love others unconditionally. Now God says, I love yourself that way. I want us to understand as we proceed that in the New Testament, under Jesus Christ, your greatest enemy is not Satan, but you yourself. Satan cannot defeat you because he's totally defeated by Jesus' cross.
Hallelujah.
You defeat yourself. So God wants you to feel good about you. One of the worst things you could do is to go through life being against yourself, being your enemy. It's not Satan, it's you. You don't like yourself. You are the enemy. There are many people who do not really love who they are. They are not at peace with who they are. How they look. And where they are in life. But Jesus Christ said that peace be unto you. What he meant was that be at peace with yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, Pastor, what you are saying is too good, is too nice. Now, but God wants you to feel nice.
Now see so for some okay I said that do wa masum san onyame epese wo hu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, before Jesus, this is how God wanted to feel. Before Jesus Christ ever started walking in God's divine purpose for him, God said that he was loved and well pleasing to him.
Na emra Yesu onanti onyame pemu no emra wa be se na dwuma se no Bible ma yete asese onyankopon si we na mani gi ne ho we na me pe che se me do banka se ni.
He had not started God's purpose for him at all.
Na na dia wa se sa adwuma no onyame dia ma na na se.
But God says that you are well pleasing to me.
Na so onyame se wo dia mani gi wo ho anka.
And you are my beloved son.
Na wo ya me do bakra.
Not just you are my son, the devil let just upheld that one. He left out the fact that he was a loved son.
Now, Obun Sam dear, no can I answer we your ba. Ne mom ni onyankopon kai answer we your medoba ankasa.
And Jesus said that every word of God that comes from his mouth is important. He reminded himself that although the devil had dropped the word beloved and he wants him to forget that he's beloved, he is going to live on every word, including beloved and including well pleased. Not pleased, but well pleased. He said every rhema of God that comes is important.
Now when you may yet yes, send your few nyankupon and mabia eye ne hiapa. Isn't so when you miss it. When me doba me or so many pa nan so bon samban or se wu yo nyame bakeke. Now more Christo mayati as yes, send bibiara, if you nyami numa babia, send bibiara e wunya, many be free men febi can was say.
If you know that you are loved, no temptation can stand before you. If you know that you are loved, no sickness can ever perpetuate itself in your body.
na se wonnim se wo yonyame doba e ha bia ni wo ebetumi adi wo sunkunim yare bia ni wo ebetumi so aka wahye.
So I want you to know that just like Jesus, God is well pleased with you.
And it be so wo ti ase se se de wo yankopon nani so Christo no sara so na nani so,
not because of what you have done or have not done, but for two reasons. Number one, it is because of who God is. God is love. And number two, because of what Jesus did on earth for you and for me. So God does not love us based on our good performance, but because of the good performance of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever God looks at so that he can love you, I came to encourage you that you to focus on that thing so that you can love yourself unconditionally the way that God loves you. Whether you do this or you don't do that, even before you start your life's purpose, he says that I love you and you are well pleasing to me.
And not me person near Yankupon Jina Sua, and more did doy and panaya as senior Nusua Jumano, and then I may person would do when he at so. Now, so what do you said there when Yankupon Dowo? On chance, be our best chance, yes, and now what your man won't know, best chance, yes, we young Juman Sanawado or Dow Precope.
Say to the person sitting by you that you can please God. Is God difficult to please? I'll show you how to please God. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So by faith, it is possible for you to please God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is faith? Faith is hearing and believing a message.
Na ye ka jidia ene se wuti na wuti bibi na ujina so aji bibi edi.
So what message did you hear?
Enu ti ni asam ena wuti ye.
And which you must believe. You heard a message about the fact that Jesus came on earth to die on the cross.
Now what is say? Yes,
when you believe this message, the Bible says that you are pleasing to God. Not when you are perfect in your walk on this earth, but when you believe something you heard. Just by hearing and believing it, God says that you please me.
Now when
you
hear some say, "Mra, what is something that we do di kakeno?" When you say, "Now we so many."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to learn to appreciate ourselves, although you are not perfect.
Nanti I was said, "Then you know who say? When we say we need kronye di enso, I was say we do hutum."
Appreciate yourself because of the perfect life and sacrifice of Jesus. You know, many times in life we have a natural tendency to focus on some three negatives. The first one is what we don't have. Number two, what we can't do. And number three, what is wrong with us. That's our faults and our weaknesses. But I want us to look at Philemon 6. And we are going to learn something very important about our work on this earth. Philemon is just before the book of Hebrews. It's a very small book. The Bible says that the sharing of your faith may become effective. The sharing of your faith, the communication of your faith will become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So the Bible says that in Christ Jesus, There are good things in you.
Na Bible ma yeti ase se nam Kristo mu no nyoma pa bi wo ye mu.
When you become a Christian because of his performance, some good things come into your life.
Na sa wo be ye Kristo ni enam onyame asem so a nyoma pa bi e ba wa brabo.
In Christ Jesus you are fully forgiven.
Na wo Yesu mu no nya fa bonifacha preko.
And you are altogether healed.
Na ni nyina mu nya wa yare sa.
You are provided for.
Onyame ma kwan se ni ahuhi ode be ma.
You have protection and preservation.
Na obo wo ho ban efini a ense se kan mu.
You have righteousness.
Na o ma wo ye tri ni ni so.
You are anointed.
Na o ma onwo sraba o so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are things that you have in Christ Jesus.
When ni nyo ma wo wo Kristo mu.
But people do not focus on that.
Na so ya fa ya dwene nko sa ni o ma iso.
God wants us to focus on the good things which is inside of us.
Na onyame pese ni o ma pe wo ye mu ni ye de ya dwene ko so.
But people do the opposite.
Na so nipa de wo ye onye sa de no.
Instead of acknowledging the good things that they get when they come to Christ because of the cross of Christ, they acknowledge and meditate on all that is wrong in them and all that is wrong with them.
Na enipa enya ni sa anka ni onya mehwehwe ni sese ye behu Kristo a eni omopa ye nya esese ye behu Kristo no eno na ewo sa ye de ye adwen to so na mom nipa anya ni sa odwune ade a ema ondi mu enioma a ebe tete no eno na nipa dwen ho.
And some people think that pastor, it is humility if you meditate. The word translated acknowledge is a Greek word epignosis, and it's talking about perceiving, discerning. So when they sit down and they discern and they think about all of the wrong things inside of them, they think that, oh, that one, they become pleasing to God and they are very, very humble in the sight of God.
Adam na wo me boni ahyeme ma na maye se na boni se ntina mentumi nye se e kire se me bre me ho ase wo nyame me adwene no wati.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
That is not humility. Humility is being truthful about you. You are fully forgiven. And be truthful about that. You are rich, you are prosperous, and be truthful about that. You are not bragging, you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And be truthful about that.
When
you come to Christ, Christ just means an anointed one. A Christian is just an anointed person. When you are in Christ, there is a good thing in you. The anointing is in you. And you must be truthful to the fact that I am anointed.
Receive it. Na sara so na Kristo oyo bi aye friend say yasra ne ho ene te wo ye Kristo ni a wo ye nipa wo yasra wo ho ene te jitum sa me yasa se me ye Kristo ni maji onyame asem nti me wo ho sra e wo mi mu jitum sa. I receive it.
When you become a Christian, God leaves you on this earth for one purpose.
Na se wo be ye Kristo ni a onyame ja wo asase so esan se nti ba ko nti.
He could take you to heaven, but he did not.
Na ka ya di onyame betu ni ma so akwa heaven enso anya ne sa.
He leaves you on this earth to communicate your faith.
Na oja wo asase so se be ya wujidie no be ka ho asem.
So that you will fill this earth with all of the good things which are in you in Christ Jesus. He says that replenish the earth with what? The wonderful things in my son, which is inside of you, when you have my son, fill out the earth with prosperity. Hallelujah. Fill out the earth with healing and health. Fill out the earth with victorious living. Hallelujah. Fill out the earth with all of the wonderful things, with the anointing. All of the things that are in my son. He says that communicate it. Let it come out. what I've put inside of you.
Now when you send to where Jan will we see my one friend and quiet and say, I depend on your one bema or dear my yes, I had the Christo Edino, or say Yamma and Tashi will we see mo, Nadian when Yamme Edia Mau, El I Womo, or the Nepamau, or the Ayarasamau, or the Yedia Mau, or the Mosramau, San Yomen or say Yen was a sisu, a son said Nebana Yadinadino Wayemu.
When we focus on the negative and our faults and our weaknesses,
na se den nyina ye dwene ni a ye ntumi nye ade a ye ni ade a ye din se ye be ye ho a,
then we cannot effectively communicate all that you have in Christ.
And ye na ye ntumi enka enyoma pa ye wo wo Kristo mu no enkyre.
Tell the person sitting by you, focus on the good things in you,
kacha no te unche ni se enyoma pa ye wo mu na na fa wani ni wadwe koso,
which you have through the performance of Jesus. You know, there is a direct relationship between what you think about and the way your life goes. I'll say it again. There is a direct relationship between what you think about and the way that your life goes. In life, your self-esteem will always determine what you get. So we draw to ourselves what we feel worthy of receiving. We draw it like a magnet. What we feel we are worthy of receiving. I want you to know you are worthy of receiving every blessing of God.
Amen. You
are worthy of receiving the good things of life because of the performance of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In your place on this
Hallelujah.
Earth.
Nasanya Christo ayama unti and the pebby bear on Yankupon and the ashe Christo and I'm not domino.
He took your place like a human being.
Now Obebe Dina one name Oyen Siana Mudima Usawa Nipa
and live the human life 100% the way God wanted.
Now Oma Otna Sawa Nipa said you when you're mepasiatina.
Now God says assume what he did.
Now Baba Mayatia says na Junibi. Assume no one says, say now, yeah, yeah.
He lived a perfect human life. Assume it that you are living that life because he lived it in your place.
Now, Otna said to me in the Bible, say, and not to your what Jesus sat in an Christo Tinayan. What's what is that?
When you love yourself unconditionally, you are affirming Jesus's performance on this earth for you.
Na sa wo do wo ho wo kwan ya wo fa bibi enfam ho dia enye na adwuma Kristo be ye wo wiase yim no eno na wo ji atum.
Pastor, you don't know, I don't deserve anything.
Obaka sa so for me dia me baby am free.
I want you to know in the name of Jesus that on this earth you will never deserve any, you will never deserve it.
Na me pesa wo ti ase se sa wo ka sa fa wo ho dia enye na wiase ma de papa biara e ma wo.
You live in a dispensation of grace.
Na wo wo
so don't set aside the grace to focus on your own perfections. Your faith will not be effective that way.
Now,
we are told that there are 50,000 thoughts that go through our minds in a day. Don't ask me who counted it. These are scientific things, right?
Yo.
It says in a day, 50,000 thoughts go through your mind.
Na obi a watena se ahwehwe mu asofo se membisa na baabi okonya free. Obi a watena se ahwehwe mu ase nipa wo hoi woti ho a 50,000 thousand sa 50,000 adwin na eye effort.
Now the thing about these thoughts is that they do not just disappear.
Na ne wo mo ne se sanwo ma na wo dwe honya de yira keke.
They accumulate in the spirit of our minds to become beliefs.
Na eyadia e ka wo ya ya dwunim Yesusu ma dwunim na bebe ye yegidi.
And your belief controls you.
Na wo dia wo gidie no eno na kire se dia wo beye.
Your belief set the limit on your potential.
Na nya wo gidie no ena tumi ma hunya bibia esi wakwan.
You can have potential 100 inside of you, all of the strength of God inside of you, but you see you will only live out what you believe you have as a potential.
Merci. Ebia na onyame tumi awo so na ho odi ninim de awo so ye bebebre. Na mama san nya wo jidinti. Won tumi nyi san nyoma ni nyina adi.
So you have people living their lives not based on their potential 100%, but based on what they believe their na, potential is.
Na ubenya binum a omo betena enye ni omo betumi aye no na omo jina so e de aye bibi na mom de omo adwini mo omo jidi se omo betumi aye no eno na omo de te.
But I want to prophesy to you in the name of Jesus.
Na me pesa mi shan kom go su wo Yesu di mu se.
That you are going to take the lead, the cover of your life.
Amen. Adia akata wo su no ubeyia fi wo so.
And you are going to do it by transforming your mind, repenting or changing your mind. That is why when Jesus Christ came on earth, he knew that our belief is going to control us and we live our lives out of what we believe, and we attract things come to us based upon what we believe. So the first thing he did was to just work on the belief of man. He came and he said that repent and believe the gospel.
Esa se Christo wonim se ya sitina ya ti ni ayekoso ya bra ba ma enye na ma nyoma ko ye nyina enam ye jidie so na esa se wo pese ye nya dwen sakra wo ya dwen muti oba ye na semo a edi kan ya ne se sakra wa dwen na ji ahini asem ni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to know that once you form a belief about you,
na mpesa wo ti ase se emra wo nya wo wa dwen mu se we na mi jidie no,
you use it to regulate all your life.
Na ababo ni awuye nyina sa wujidie no e na wudi minchim no.
Your income, your behavior, your achievement, you just make sure that they conform to that belief level. Sometimes when you are having plenty, so plenty is coming, plenty money is coming, you say no, it cannot come to me. So you just push it away. Say no, it's not me. I cannot have this amount of money. So you self-regulate. That's how you become your own enemy in the New Testament. After defeating the devil, you yourself self-regulate yourself so that when you perform very well, you don't believe that you should perform that well. And so next time, you make sure that you fail. Just because you regulate, self-regulate according to what you believe is in you. What you believe about yourself. That is why belief is the core of the Christian life. What you believe, you will live out. What you believe, you behave it. So work on your beliefs. Work on your thoughts that gather together to form your core inner beliefs. Core inner beliefs. Some people, you can tell them that God says that we are more than a conqueror, but they don't believe that. They believe all the negative things inside of them, stored in the spirit of their mind. That is their core belief. Say they don't believe that they can make it. They don't believe that they are worthy. They don't believe that in Jesus Christ they can receive everything, and they don't need 30 steps and 21 steps, because God in Christ Jesus has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints, which are blessings. You already qualified to receive it. Don't disqualify yourself. Don't let a preacher disqualify yourself. And let him focus on your performance and forget about the cross of Jesus. By the cross of Jesus, God says that I have made you qualified. Colossians 1:12. To partake of it. Why are you saying that I don't deserve it? Why are you self-regulating at what you believe, your core belief, your dominant thought?
Let's see.
Now God says that begin to work on what is inside of you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.